Hey, it's a fresh episode of the Call to Arms podcast. What's up? I know we haven't said that a lot too often. Over the past few weeks or so, we felt that there were maybe one or two things that were slightly more important than basketball or TV shows. So we focused our time, energy, and resources on those things. But we're back right now. We're talking hoops a little bit. Game three of the UAP finals is just around the corner. But also at the same time, we're reflecting on, I guess, all the other things that have happened in the past week or so. It doesn't make sense right now. I know I'm not making a good job of really explaining it, but if you bear with me and you hang on till the very end, then I think you'll get what we're trying to say. All right, let's get to it. My name is Nico Ramos. This is the Call to Arms podcast.
Something going on around the island. Money flowing wherever I've been promised. Just another Viking in the tropics. Taking over, trying to stop this novice. Make it killing, I'm finna conquer. I'm a dreamer, the floor is lava. Something going on around the islands. Straight fire when we vibing.
Alright, so here's the deal. I was preparing for Friday. I am tasked to commentate game three of the UAP finals between Ateneo and UP. The last time, and game two had just finished as I'm speaking right now. The last time game two of the finals between Ateneo and UP had just finished, I was covering that game as well. And I wrote something for Slam Philippines. I'm not sure how many of you remember 2018 all that well, December 2018 that well. I'm not sure how many of you remember what social media and Twitter and Facebook were like during December 2018 when UP and Ateneo were in the finals. But it was an incredibly toxic time. It was an incredibly petty time for Ateneans and Ateneo fans and UP students and UP fans. The stark contrast between what was happening online and what all of us saw on court and eventually experienced in the arena was one of the things that mainly inspired me to write this piece. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this might have been the last, you know, true piece that I had written. I think this marked my retirement from writing. But that's not important. What's important is we're going to read that right now. We didn't mean for this to be a podcast episode. It was just an accident because I was preparing to do the game and I wanted to remember what it felt like the last time they played in the finals. And there's a lot of things that are the same. There's a lot of things that are different. Not just in UAP basketball, but in the country too, obviously. Again, this all makes sense at the end, I promise. So, here we go. Let's jump back to December 6, 2018. Here's Fight of the Year, as published on slamonlineph.com. Fight of the Year. The Ateneo de Manila Blue Eagles have won two titles in as many years. The University of the Philippines Fighting Maroons made their first finals in three decades and change. On one hand, perennial winners, continuing to fine-tune an already fine-tuned engine. On the other hand, cellar dwellers finally starting to change their fates in a most storybook way. It's easy to look at Ateneo versus UP as a microcosm of Philippine society. It's easy to see that matchup and point out how two schools could share an avenue and represent such different, such dissimilar sectors of society. UP versus Ateneo in the UAP finals is losers versus winners. It's fancy versus rugged. It's favored versus underdogs. It's, and let's not even try to hide it, rich versus poor. Except it's not. As Juan Gomez de Liano and Matt Nieto exchanged a joke, a laugh, and a quick hug on the elbow arc with 3 minutes left in the game, something became so apparent to me. For all the pettiness, the sarcasm, the condescension and vitriol sent both ways during finals week, none of it affected even the matchup's most competitive protagonists. Here you had two incredible young athletes, both only approaching their respective peaks. One, a playmaker so stable you'd think his basketball IQ was built of solid cement. The other, a scoring wonder kid with more offensive weapons than he has hand gestures to celebrate them. Every time down the floor, whenever they came in contact with each other, it was athletic warfare. A bump here, a grab there, a smirk after one scored over the other, and yet, approaching certain defeat, Juan was laughing with Matt. And yet, approaching the culmination of undeniable victory over a rival, Matt was laughing with Juan. I commentated that game in pure awe of the impact of basketball being played by college students. 30 Ravenna put on what was most likely the most complete, most impressive, most dominant finals performance the UAAP has ever seen. Paul Desiderio was an emotional grenade whose every little gesture caused thousands around him to literally feel something. Bright Taquetti is damn near crazy, going against common sense and advanced medicine, removing the now infamous knee brace to risk leg and limb in order to play. Angelo Kwame? He has 4 more years to play. Ange Kwame has 4 more years to play college basketball. Let that sink in for a hot second and then come back when you're done. Hi, welcome back. Now, the actual game itself wasn't a hardcore classics type thriller. To be honest, it was an Ateneo masterclass of domination. UP had more shots go in and out than they had free throws made. Timeouts were called plenty and often. The TV commercials ran longer than usual. Hell, even the opening tip got delayed. Needless to say, the flow was off. The stoppages were strange and extended, and one team got thoroughly blown out. What that provided, though, was more opportunities for 23,000 people to completely go 100% bonkers. Seriously, if you remember that massive party in The Matrix, where we learn that everyone in the real world apparently just loves to rage, that was game 2 of the UAP finals. Bedlam, insanity, gulo. Titos and titas yelling expletives at those poor referees, students cheering on active or inactive groupmates on the teams, children looking at their own parents and thinking, who are you and what have you done to my mom and dad? Players' families were watching from too far away, and public service hopefuls were waiting for their Jumbotron moment. It was ridiculous. The loudest I had ever heard an arena ever. Yes, FIBA Asia 2014 included. Imagine, every Aldub tweet wasn't typed out, but yelled. Imagine all of those at the same time, the entire time, at the same volume as your mother when she screams at you to wake up because tanghali na, bumangon ka na. During one particular timeout, it got so loud that the sounds just started to become inaudible. Remember DVD players? Remember those moments when a fake-ass DVD had really, really sucky audio? You had to turn the volume up to max on your TV just to hear the movie? And then you accidentally press the source button on the remote and it goes from AV mode to TV and it's on channel 84 or some random empty station and the static is so, so loud you feel it in your chest more than you actually hear it in your head. And then you panic and you're scared and there's someone taking a nap in the next room and you try to figure out if the best move is to press volume down until the static monster goes quiet or maybe you should just turn the TV off, but then when you turn it on again you'd end up in the same place and in the middle of all that the sound somehow got louder and you're even more scared and for a split second you think about just pulling the plug on the thing or throwing the remote at the screen. Remember that? Yeah, that was me in game 2. That's how loud it got. And as I sat there, near death, between the deep ocean blue and the mountain of maroon, I started chuckling to myself. The drum beats, for a moment, started falling in sync. UP and One Big started to cancel each other out. And every 2 seconds or so, in one massive, frightening, beautiful voice, 23,000 people would yell fight together. The accidental chorus made me remember the intentional shouting contest my social media timeline had turned into for the entire week. snarky comment here, an oh snap comeback there, passive aggressive quote tweet now, sarcastic lol later. It was a mess. It's also sports, and trash talking is very much an encouraged, critical component of experiencing the game. It's also important, however, to realize what cannot be unsaid or untweeted. It's vital that we all learn where gamesmanship resides and where Coops City is on the map. One of those places is a fun spot to visit every now and then, like a theme park where you overspend, maybe throw up, possibly lose track of your kid for a few minutes. But it's at least fun, and you take a souvenir or two to put on the fridge. The other place is an elephant graveyard full of hyenas, except your dad's not Mufasa and Scar is definitely going to off you. But that's something we knew already, and yet we ignored it. The same way many know deep down, yet ignore, that UP and Ateneo are much more alike than they are different. May konyo sa UP, may jolog sa Ateneo. May mayaman sa UP, may scholar din sa Ateneo. May taga UP na masama ugali. May taga Ateneo na masama ugali. May trapo yung isa, may trapo din na nanggaling sa kabila. Sure, having similarities doesn't make two things identical. In the same way, however, different doesn't mean opposite. Very few things are binary. Your good doesn't dictate someone else's bad. Matt and Juan taught 23,000 people this. Bright and Ange hugging and laughing pregame taught them this. After the game, 23,000 people did the wave. I hate the wave. It's corny, it's outdated, it's not cool. Just like kindness. 23,000 uncool people doing the wave after a final series was decided. There's hope for us yet. There's hope for our tweets. There's hope for our titos and their middle fingers during UAAP games. There's hope for the ticket hoarders and the shameless campaigners. There's hope, not because UP and Ateneo fans were so loud they didn't even realize they were starting to chant in chorus, but because little pleasant accidents like that show us that underneath it all, we share the same baselines. We live in a time when social media has been used against us and by us with the intention of dividing us. And yet the very things and people and events we post online about are built on coming together. Servanthood is Tab Baldwin's best basketball game plan. Sacrifice for your brother. Forget titles or wins or medals. How are you going to maximize this opportunity to play with your brothers? By getting yours or by getting for them? The Ateneo Blue Eagles are the epitome of basketball greatness. They are the peak of excellence in execution. They are that partly because of X's and O's, but also because they understand that it is only togetherness that will bring them to the summit. Bo Perasol believed when no one else did. He kept believing when he shouldn't have. And when he himself ran out of belief, he lied to his players to make sure they didn't lose belief themselves. "Raise your heads," he said after the loss. "For them," he said, pointing to the crowd. "For each other," he said, tears running down his face as his arms reached to try and hug his entire team in one clasp. Similar, different. Not identical, but not opposite. And all that should be okay. The immaturity, the pettiness, they're not proportioned to the sportsmanship that the two teams showed each other. "It's childish," I heard one fan say on Wednesday, talking about whatever meme it was on her timeline. I wanted to answer, "It's not." Childishness isn't what we should stray from. Childishness should be the goal. How's the old verse go again? "Be like little children and enter the kingdom." Be like Matt, like Juan, smiling, hugging warriors in the midst of battle. Be like Bright, like Ange, understanding that what they say about us is irrelevant to what we say to each other. Be like 30. Fit. Be like Diego. Babyface forever. The kids, the young men who we all watched, it's them we try to defend or stand up for or call out or bash. They didn't need any of all of that. It was us who needed to learn from them. The Ateneo Blue Eagles completed a fantasy season. Champions again, the best still. They look at their future and see only more titles to be won. A program so stable and secure, it's impossible to imagine them ever not being elite. The UP Fighting Maroons had a dream run. Much like any good dream, they started feeling the tug of reality waking them up, and they closed their eyes tighter, they pulled the blankets up higher, and they stayed in the dream as long as they could. As they wake, though, they realize real life's looking pretty damn good, too. I want to say thanks to both fan bases. Thanks for showing me the worst of us. Thanks for showing me the best in us. Whether you're from UP, Ateneo, or you really don't care about basketball at all, remember this. Di lang Ateneo ang magaling. Di lang UP ang may puso. It's in all of us. The good, the bad, the Twitter toxic. Be like Anton Asistio. Win at everything. Leave your mark a champion. Be like Paul Desiderio. Claim what's yours. Leave your mark a legend. Be childish. Be kind. But never stop fighting. I wrote that piece 4 years ago. And man, a lot has changed since. Not just the basketball of it. And if you don't mind, I'll leave the hoops talk for Friday when you open your TVs and watch Game 3. I just want to end by saying that, again, I don't know what your algorithm's been feeding you. I don't know what your feed has looked like. But for me, when it comes to the topic of Ateneo versus UP in the finals, the experience in 2022 is so different from the experience in 2018. Now, there's a lot of layers as to why there's much less pettiness. There's much less snarky comebacks. There's much less wisecracks between Ateneo fans and UP fans and basketball fans in general. It's much less vitriol. There's much less snark and nastiness that's thrown across the aisles of Twitter and Facebook, at least when it comes to the topic of this finals matchup. And I don't know why that is. There's probably 1,000 reasons why that is. But I think it's because for so many of us UAAP fans, for so many of us basketball fans, there's been a lot more that's similar than there is different in the last few weeks or so. Regardless if your team is in the finals or not, regardless of if your team is playing in Game 3 or not, regardless of if you've cared so much about this season or not as much as you used to. So many of us UAP fans, not all of us, obviously, but enough of us, maybe even most of us. The last few weeks have inspired us. It's mobilized us. It's broken our hearts. But it's shown us it is possible to be childish, to be kind, to never stop fighting. Ang napagsama-sama na, hindi na mapaghihiwalay. Ang namulat na, hindi na muling pipikit. Good luck to Ateneo. Good luck to UP. Good luck to us all. And long live the fight.
I want a million lives. I want a billion profits when all that I got is a villainous mind. I keep a reel in the pocket while you hear the venomous lies. I do not speak like a prophet, cause I got a million styles. Let's see what's really inside. Pulling over in the whip, flying out.